Welcome to the Energetic Radio Podcast. My name is Dale Sowerbottom. Each week, I'll bring you inspirational guests who will help you bring fun, energy, and purpose into your lives. Let the show begin. Welcome to episode number 326 of the podcast with Wayne Swass. Now, Wayne Swass was a AFL footballer. He played for North Melbourne and Sydney Swans back in the day. But more importantly, Wayne shares his story, and he's done a lot on this now around mental health and depression and things that he went through throughout his career that he didn't know how to deal with. Well, now he is changing that, and he is very passionate about his story, the work he's done, and not only that, the influence that he's having with Pucker Up and the work around that. So we have taken the best from my chat with Wayne, and I'm sure you're going to love this in episode number 326. Enjoy, everybody.
Well, we're living through an incredibly challenging period globally. What's really important is to accept the situation and accept it because it's beyond our control. If we resist it and push back against it, we're investing energy into that resistance. What I want to encourage people to start to think about, okay, this is scary, it's uncertain, I'm not sure about the future. Right, I acknowledge that. And we're all going through the same experience. But instead of directing your energy externally, start to direct it internally, and whatever feelings and emotions we experience on any given day, they're relevant to us. We aren't weak, we aren't soft, we're not man enough, we're not less of a person for being upset, sad, emotional, overwhelmed, crying, whatever it is. Our emotions are our internal tools that allow us to feel, think, and communicate what it is that we're experiencing. So what I mean by that is give ourselves permission to think, feel, and communicate whatever we're thinking and feeling on any given day. If we're happy, great. If we're angry, okay. If we're sad, it's all right. If we're upset, not a problem. And if we need to cry, cry. Because denying those strong emotions adds to the stress. Giving ourselves permission to experience and express those emotions are actually very therapeutical for what we're experiencing on that given day. And this is just as important for men as it is for women. And one of the things that I've fundamentally been challenging for a number of years now is this narrative which has been perpetuated and handed down from generation to generation. I'm a 51-year-old male, and it's this notion that men don't cry. That is utter bullshit. That is a story that we've been sold and we've all bought into it, and I'm not being critical of any man. And the reason I believe this so badly is I've done 15 years' worth of presentations across the country to all sorts of groups, from multinational businesses right down to small community groups. And I do an informal form of market research. I ask the audiences every time pre-COVID, stand up if you can remember a time as a young girl or a young boy when you cried because you felt pain, you hurt, and it was a natural emotion. 99% of my audiences, which are mixed, male and female, all stand up. So, yep, and I'm the same. So what that proves is this. Boys and girls have different genders, but they behave the same way. They feel pain, they hurt, they laugh, they giggle, they get angry, they get frustrated, and most importantly, they cry. It's not a female thing. It's a human being thing. So this story or narrative that, this is what women and girls do is not true, because boys are born the same way, because audiences validate this for me. Then my follow-up question is, stay standing if you've continued to behave the way you did as a young girl or a young boy as you've grown up into an adult man or an adult girl. And sadly, what I've come to realize is that just as many women sit down as men. And if I was to put a conservative figure on how many people stay standing, less than 5%. And the reason why I share this is because we are being conditioned to disconnect as human beings because we grow up. Why? Not because it's our expectation. It's because people are teaching us, conditioning us, and telling us that we've got to stop being emotional. No, human beings are emotional creatures. We laugh, we get angry, we get frustrated, we yell, we scream, we giggle, but we don't cry because we've been taught not to. It's never been more important for all human beings to give themselves permission to tap to all of their emotions. When we deny it, it increases the stress that people go through. And I am fundamentally and unapologetically tackling the narrative of emotional connection, because sadly, it's causing more stress. And regrettably, it's taking too many lives. And for me, that's unforgivable. We can't have that.
Well, I'm just sitting here, mate. This would have to be the most powerful podcast, but the easiest one I've ever done. You have just given the listeners so many things. And what I would recommend is, from everything you just mentioned there, don't go and try and implement them all. Pick one of them. If your sleep's no good, improve it. There's a great TED Talk by Matthew Walker. Watch that. If you're drinking too much alcohol, cut it out. Go for a walk, drink tea, improve your diet, drink more water, move your body. Simple things like that. Pick one thing and work on it daily, because at the moment, you know, there's so many things you can't control. But one thing you can is exactly what you just mentioned there, Wayne. And I would highly recommend that. It'll make a huge difference. Now, last question, because I know how busy you are, new website launching, all these things going on. What have you learned one thing about yourself during COVID?
That the tools that I've developed and been using over the last 26 years, the tools that I was relying on and utilizing every day pre-COVID, have helped me through and continue to help me through an incredibly challenging experience. I mean, I'm a small business owner, and 3 weeks ago, I was really concerned and worried and unsure about the future of our business. But it's those tools and those skill sets and strategies that I've relied on for so long that I rely on through this period. And without those tools, the experience would be exponentially harder, more stressful, more upsetting. And as difficult and as challenging as those experiences are, I take great comfort knowing that I have the ability to use my toolbox, which I've developed over a long period of time. And I don't say that lightly, because what it really means is I'm in control of the decisions that I choose to make. I have tools available to me. I have a network of people around me. I'm not worried about pretending anymore. So it's taken me a long time to get to this, Dale. But I've given myself permission, and I've empowered myself to own my health and my well-being. When you are in that position, you don't focus on what other people are going to think or say. You focus on, right, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling stressed, or I'm feeling sad. And I've felt all of those emotions lately. And I felt them very strongly yesterday. So what I decided to do was I stopped what I was doing. There's a park about 3 minutes away from me. I went to the park. It was a sunny day in Melbourne, and I found a quiet park bench, and I sat on the bench, closed my eyes, and I just allowed the sun to warm my body. We're living through a crazy time. That might sound silly to people, but I don't think there's any idea that's silly right now. So that's a simple, that's a strategy that I implement if I'm feeling stressed, sad, or overwhelmed. The sun is a great energy source for me, as is the bike, as is eating well, as is going to sleep, as is communicating with key people. Whatever it is that we need to do to be healthy and well and deal with stress and mitigate the impact of it, now's the time to be implementing those strategies.